Dogs, otherwise known as man's best friend, are top furry companions. Well, at least they're up there. They're always happy to see you, and they love nothing more than trying to nick your bacon sandwich and flopping down in front of the fire after a W-A-L-K. Growing up, you'll remember this famous hound. But in real life, there are dogs out there who are making a living, so to speak. This is Folly's story.
I'm a poodle. I'm the other side of 30 in dog years, and I live with my best friend, Katie. I work for Katie as an assistant dog, but I don't really see it as just a day in the office because I love my job so much. Work involves helping her get around the flat and move things so that she can get on with her day to day. She does ask me to do quite a lot, but sometimes because I know what she wants, I'll just do it myself, especially if I want to get some sleep. I'll just turn the lights off. I do get a lot of job satisfaction day to day as I'm constantly rewarded with treats and I get to play and even take Katie out for a walk.
Of course, that was the voice of an actor, as Folly can't speak, but if she could, that's more or less what she'd have told me. Katie is incredibly grateful for all the work Folly does for her, but she makes a massive difference to her life.
I'm Katie. I live in Birmingham. I'm 24 years old. I'm a wheelchair user, and 2 years ago, I got an assistant dog. Before that time, I got a lot of frustration trying to do everything myself. And as a child, I would feel quite lonely and isolated that I couldn't play with other friends that were like running around and things. And when I was 20, I went to university, and that isolation continued because they often saw my wheelchair and didn't really see me. And because of my speech, they were a bit scared to make conversation. And when I got Folly, that just totally changed. And you can't not say hi now because Folly's there, like, commanding everyone's attention.
Folly has come from a charity called Canine Partners. They're crying out for people to come forward and volunteer. Heather is a satellite trainer and explained why there is such a demand.
The reason is because there is just so many people who could benefit from one of our amazing dogs, and unfortunately it is just a case of it's trying to get as many puppies trained up to fulfill the need, basically. With our dogs, they cover, as I said, anything with physical disabilities, so it can be any condition. It can be MS, it can be spinal injuries, it can be absolutely anything, cerebral palsy, anything that affects someone physically. So there is just so many people that there's just a massive demand, and our dogs make such a difference to them that there is just a massive demand for them. My kind of role within the charity is puppyhood, basically, and we get puppies from 7 to 8 weeks old and then go on to be with a puppy parent. So my job is to help find puppy parents. We then run weekly classes and help train these puppies up, basically. They're with a puppy parent from 7, 8 weeks old till they're about 13, 14 months.
They're calling on dog lovers to become puppy parents. Sounds like a lot to take on. Rob says it's worth the effort.
It's got to be driven by the fact that you really, really want to do it. You really want to be involved with the dogs, go through a whole process. If you're passionate about it and you really like dogs and everything else that goes with it, you'll really enjoy it, you'll love it. And it'll be very rewarding in so many ways. If somebody asked me how rewarding it was, I probably couldn't measure it. But without a dog and without doing this and having the privilege of taking them in shops and restaurants and various other places to learn what to do, I don't know. It's a huge reward. It's a huge reward.
But it's not just the physical tasks that she helps out with. Folly makes a massive difference to Katie's life.
She's there to support me whenever I need, and it gave me confidence. I now live on my own and I've got a job for the first time, and I would not have had the confidence to do that without Folly.
Folly doesn't just give you, doesn't just make your life easier by helping you out with practical things. She gives you your independence back as well.
Yeah, Folly is the key to my independence. And the fact that I don't have to rely on another person means a lot to me, because I am very independent, very proud, and I used to rather struggle than ask someone for help. But having Folly, it's all a game to her. So asking her for help feel much better, and like she actually wants to do it, and not out of charity or sympathy. She generally wants to help me, and that's been a big thing. And like around uni, I was always known as the girl in the wheelchair, and when I had Folly, I was suddenly the girl with the amazing dog. She took away that title, and it was just so liberating to be known for something other than being in a wheelchair.